New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is staying mum for now on the NFL report that found he likely knew team employees deflated the footballs that Brady used in the AFC Championship win. Brady told a crowd at Salem State University last night he hopes to make a public response soon.
Certainly, I accept my role and responsibility as a public figure, and I think a lot of it, you take the good with the bad, and dealing with different adversities in life, you just try to do the best you can do. And I was raised by a great mom and dad who support me, and I have a lot of great teammates that support me, so we'll get through it.
Brady's agent has had plenty to say. Don Yee told NPR that NFL investigators left key information out of their report and were determined to blame his client.
They've been winning for a long time, as we know, and I've always told my friends who inquire about the NFL, I tell them there's no jealousy or envy like NFL jealousy or envy.
So, what's all this mean for the big business of the New England Patriots? Forbes estimates the franchise is worth more than $2.5 billion. WBUR business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch this morning takes a look at the impact this latest cheating scandal could have on the Patriots brand.
Here we are in May, in the middle of the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs. And what is everyone on sports radio and TV talking about? An NFL team that's not even playing right now.
It's tainted.
Because really? They've been the whole season's cheating. Tainted.
They've been caught cheating again.
Tainted.
I mean, the Patriots are the team that people love to love and the team that people love to hate.
That's Susan Fournier, a branding professor at Boston University Questrom School of Business. One of those fans is her father.
He's so upset by this. You know, they're going after my team again.
That sense of siege, she says, can be good for a brand.
The feeling under attack does tend to have a strengthening effect.
Circling the wagons.
Andy Aylesworth is a marketing professor at Bentley University. He says Deflategate won't hurt ticket sales at Gillette Stadium, and he says it won't hurt sales for Patriots road games either.
No, if anything, people will be more interested in going to the stadium and yelling cheater at Tom and the rest of the Patriots.
But just because it's more probable than not that TV ratings will go up and more tickets will be sold does not mean that the Patriots brand is on its way up, too.
Oh, I am no longer a Patriots fan. I've not heard one person say that. But a little bit of disappointment. Oh, Tom Brady, how could you do this to us? You kind of let me down a little bit.
And that's the risk to both Brady's brand and the Patriots brand, says BU's Susan Fournier. Her research focuses on brands as relationships. Some people relate to products as their best friends, for instance. If you like Cheetos, maybe that's your secret affair. And Fournier says for Pats fans, their relationship to the team is more like a marriage.
It's this long-term commitment, high passion. But I'm there for you, you're there for me, and we're in it for the long haul, the ups and the downs, right?
Thinking of the Pats fan relationship as a marriage, she says, gives you another way to think about the Deflategate report that concluded team staffers tampered with footballs and that star quarterback Tom Brady knew.
It qualifies as betrayal. You know, you're not the guy I thought you were. You've broken my trust. You've lied. You've cheated. I mean, it's literally the whole package here.
You won't even give me your phone so I can see who you've been texting. Fournier recently published an article on divorcing brands. The business term is disadoption. The paper says it usually doesn't happen over one thing. It's more like many little things over time. The good news for the Patriots is that there's room to doubt the NFL report. And then there's this.
No one wants to get divorced, right? Specifically, I think even in this context, like you divorce the Patriots, you live in Boston, what are you going to do?
Fournier says the door is open for the Patriots, but she's surprised the franchise has not given Tom Brady more support in the last day or two. She says the marriage is in a rocky spot and the team should get to work giving fans more reason to renew their vows. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.